This is Story of the Gods, brought to you by Chamit FM. Hi, my name is Perpetua Fasomi Peter, and in this podcast, I will be sharing with you popular and not so popular folk stories from African mythology. These are tales passed down by our ancestors, and I hope you find them interesting. It's so good to have you tuning in right now. The God in Focus remains Anansi. Previously on Story of the Gods, we talked about Anansi and how the stories of the sky god Nyame became his own stories. If you're yet to listen to that episode, please do so. Thank you. All right. Still talking about Anansi, as he spent more time on Earth, he grew fonder of humans. He couldn't but help notice they were suffering and spending all their time working. Frustrated, he went back to the sky god and walked into the palace of the sky god, who is his father. As he stood before his father, he begged, "Father, please give rest to humans, for they even work harder than us. Let them experience rest like we do." His father saw his good intentions and granted the wish, and so night befell Earth. Humans rejoiced and took night as an opportunity to rest, praising Anansi for bringing rest to them. But as legend has it, everything Anansi touched always had its negatives. Still looking for more to do for humans, remember, he is the hero, or he was the hero, either way. He noticed that many were so cold and scared of the dark at night, and so he took that as an opportunity to do even more good for humans. What did he do? He created masks that looked like the faces of other gods and gave them to the humans. He promised them that they would transform to gods if they wore the masks. And as nights passed, many wore their masks, but surprisingly, they did not become gods. But they did transform in a way that it confused many spirits that hovered around. So yeah, though they didn't convert or become what they wanted, but somehow they became something that the spirits hovering around couldn't even recognize. This is believed to be how Halloween began. People wore masks in order to turn to spirits or just for the night. But that wasn't enough for Anansi. He went on to create a special mask of the moon, which when worn, it shined so bright like the moon, but yet the people were cold. The warmth from the sun was not felt from the moon mask. Anansi became unhappy, and then he spun his web and went back to the skies. There he stole the sun mask and went to Earth with it, not knowing what damage that would cause. The heat became so unbearable that the people of Earth began to die, and even plants began to dry up. What would you expect? This time, a scared Anansi spun his web yet again and rushed to the skies. He snuck in and opened the water gates, causing water to fall upon the Earth, and that became known as rain. Remember, nightfall and now rain, courtesy of Anansi. Forgetting to close it, he went back to Earth, and the waters flooded Earth. This was when Nyame, his father, the sky god, was alerted by the citizens of the sky of the waters flowing down from the skies and flooding the Earth. This took Nyame by surprise, and so he looked through all the recent events that had occurred, and he was really disappointed. Nyame took it upon himself to stop the floods and bring back balance to the earth, replenishing what was lost. Anansi noticed his father had stepped in to save the earth from the crisis. Anansi, worried about what his father would do to him, knew he had to run away so far from being detected easily by the gods, and that, of course, was what he did. He kept on living his life on Earth, never returning to the skies. And after some time, he found a wife and traveled with her to every part of the world, spreading his stories. But then, Mommy's fortune came to Earth, and when the gods came down hunting him, Anansi went into hiding. As he traveled to many places, he became a shapeshifter. I mean, he took many forms. To some, he appeared as a man with four arms. To others, he was a giant spider who could speak the human language and was known by many names like Aunt Nancy, Kwaku or Kweku Anansi, as every region he visited identified him differently. He went on to teach humans how to play mind games, and they learned how to deceive other people. So that's another thing humans learned from him. They also helped him with his mischiefs to avoid being caught by other gods. Even though he had good intentions, he brought nothing but chaos to Earth. But to some people, they call Anansi a hero, whose actions actually brought balance to Earth. Talk about the rain, talk about some of the things, talk about nightfall. I mean, that's a good thing for a lot of people. So for them, he's a hero. From the seasons to the solar system and giving humans the ability to study other people to having diseases and so much more, these were some of the things that Anansi brought to Earth. So you might as well call him a hero or call him that person who brought a lot of chaos to Earth. This is the trickster deity that no other has come close to. He's now known to have shaped the new world. And as of recent times, his stories have spread across the sea to the West Indies, and his tales have become the Nancy stories, as he is in the southern United States referred to as Aunt Nancy. It is believed that he might have returned to the 16th century during the slave trade. The slaves who were Africans took their stories with them and passed them on. The stories of Anansi and his exploits, of his ability to trick and defeat creatures more powerful than himself, became extremely important and popular. The reason may not be far-fetched. Anansi symbolized rebellion, and stories gave hope to enslaved people in their struggle to survive and their fights for freedom. But where is he today? The gods, I must say, must be going crazy knowing he might still be out there. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of Story of the Gods, hosted by me, Perpetua Fasomi Peter, from Jamit.fm. Story of the Gods is produced by Ike Orizu and myself, editing and mixing done by Ike Orizu. Story of the Gods is a production of Jamit FM.